This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to take various topics and just talk about them for 10 or 12 minutes. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. We're going to start today. The first topic is the 2012 reemergence of Tiger Woods. Obviously now Tiger coming back and winning tournaments is no longer considered a fluke. Some people said he couldn't win again. I don't think that's really what most people said. I think it all relates to majors vis-a-vis Jack Nicklaus's 18, but we'll get into that in a minute. But now Tiger Woods in 2012 has won three tournaments. He won Arnold Palmer's tournament. He won Jack Nicklaus's tournament. He won Tiger Woods' own tournament, and now has, I think, reestablished himself as the top golfer probably in the world, no matter what the rankings say. But the question remains open, and I think it's the only question left. Tiger Woods, when he won his tournament, passed Jack Nicklaus, moving into second on the all-time list of tournaments won. He now has 74 wins versus Jack Nicklaus's 73, chasing Sam Snead's all-time record of 82. But that's not really the record that either Tiger Woods or, frankly, golf purists really look at. The record that they look at, of course, is Jack Nicklaus's 18 majors. Tiger has been on 14 for a number of years now, about 4 years, and the question is, can he get to 19? I still think the answer to that question is no, but we'll go over it a little bit in detail now. Tiger Woods, to me, in 2012, unlike 2011, unlike 2010, unlike certainly the end of 2009, has not been able to make Tiger Woods shots. He's well known for making incredibly classic shots, but this year, not in majors, but in regular tournaments, he's made a few incredible shots. The 50-foot out of the rough chipped 16th hole at the Memorial in the final round, Jack Nicklaus's tournament in Dublin, Ohio, was called by Jack Nicklaus the greatest shot he has ever seen under the circumstances. And the circumstances, you'll recall, were he hit his shot to the off the green in the rough, but it was virtually an impossible chip because it was downhill once he came onto the green. And if he hit it too easy, he wouldn't be near the cup. But if he hit it too hard, he could have gone to the other side of the green. Again, it was a downhill slope of the green as he chipped on from the rough. Yet somehow, Tiger Woods, being Tiger Woods again, not only hit a perfect shot out of the rough onto the green, but the ball rolls into the hole for a birdie. That really was the deciding factor in his winning the Memorial, Jack Nicklaus's tournament. That was in early June. And then in early July, on the final day of Tiger's own tournament, the AT&T National in Bethesda, Tiger Woods hit a poor tee shot at 12 and then had to take a 9-iron literally next to a 200-year-old tree, and you could find this all over the place on YouTube, but it was virtually an impossible shot to make because the tree, in fact, Tiger Woods warned the people around him who were watching him take the shot that his 9-iron might hit the tree and shatter. Yet somehow, again, a miraculous Tiger Woods shot, he was able to hit a shot from next to a tree to within 30 feet of the hole. Again, just a stunning shot. That was on the 12th at the AT&T National in the final round. And that, I thought, spurred him on to eventually getting a birdie to win that tournament as well. So the three tournaments that he won, the first one was the Arnold Palmer Invitational. That was back in March. That was at Bay Hill. And he won that tournament. There were no what I would call incredible Tiger shots. But then in early June came the Memorial Jack Nicklaus's tournament. And interesting that he would tie Jack Nicklaus by winning Jack Nicklaus's tournament. But Nicklaus, gracious as always, congratulated Tiger right there on the 18th. Again, said the shot that he made on the 16th hole from 50 feet out, chipping in for Bird, was the best shot he had ever seen, he, Jack Nicklaus, had ever seen under the circumstances. So now we have March, he wins Arnie's tournament. Early June, he wins Jack Nicklaus's tournament. Early July, he wins his own tournament, the AT&T National at Bethesda, Maryland. And while Tiger Woods clearly is back, you know, and I define back as winning tournaments, to come all the way back, to get to 19 majors, he's going to have to win five more majors. Now, he did have the lead after two rounds in the U.S. Open, but played very poorly on Saturday, Sunday to fall out of that. The question now becomes, can Tiger Woods do what he's done in, for lack of a better term, regular tournaments or non-major tournaments? Can he do that in majors? Obviously, he has four shots a year to do it. He's only 36 years old, but this is not, I don't know that Tiger Woods is going to win a major at 46 like Jack Nicklaus did. And really, the time is now. The interesting thing to me, I don't think Tiger Woods is getting to 19 majors. I'm not a guy who said Tiger Woods would never win again, and I don't think most people said that, despite Tiger Woods at his press conference after the AT&T National became almost the Tiger of old, but almost the jerky Tiger, if you will, you know, where he was saying, oh, people said I would never win again, and what was that, 6 months ago? And then he smiled, you know, look at us now, or look at me now, or where are we now, or something like that. So, yes, he's won those three regular tournaments, and good for him. Does that mean he can do it in the added pressure of a major? I don't know, because he was not good in the U.S. Open the last 2 days. He was not good at the Masters. These remain open questions, and I think, frankly, even at 36, the clock is ticking. To Tiger's credit, he said, look, I was injured a lot. I didn't have time to practice. But as we've discussed on this show numerous times over the last year and a half, the real problem, I think, for Tiger is that ability to live on the edge, that adrenaline pumping. When he had, for lack of a better term, a girl in every port, when he had lost his mind, I think, in terms of virtually forgetting about his marriage, I think that in some sick way helped him, always living on the edge, maybe always worried about getting caught. Of course, once he got caught, it became a disaster for him and for his marriage and for his family and for his golf game. Throw in some injuries. So Tiger Woods in the last couple of years has changed his swing, has changed his caddy a couple of times, has changed his swing coach. But he can't duplicate the mentality that he had when he was becoming, certainly I thought at the time, the greatest golfer who ever lived. And that was certainly for a decade, even a little more than a decade. But I think to be considered the greatest golfer ever, he's going to have to get to 19 majors, and I think he knows that, and certainly that's his goal. But again, he hasn't done, and I won't even include Arnold's tournament because he played well but didn't make those incredible shots that he used to make. But in early June at the Memorial and in early July at the AT&T National, he did make what I call Tiger Woods shots, just stunning shake-your-head shots. He is Tiger Woods. So he's shown that ability to come back. But can he do it in a major? And if he can do it in a major, can he do it five times? Now, there are a couple of things working for him. There's no Jack Nicklaus on the horizon in golf. There's no Arnie Palmer on the horizon in golf. There's no Tiger Woods on the horizon in golf. I mean, you could look at all the statistics, you know, I think it's like nine different winners the last nine majors. And as we've discussed in the past, can Tiger Woods win another major? Absolutely. He can win another major like everybody's winning another major. You know, is Phil Mickelson on the downside? Has he really ever been a challenger for Tiger? Well, not really, really. You know, does Tiger have the competition at the level that Nicklaus had Arnold Palmer? Or Palmer had Nicklaus, or at a time when you had unbelievable golfers like fill in the blanks, you know, put in your own names, Tom Watson, Lee Trevino, Gary Player going way back. Is there those kinds of guys? There's an incredible amount of talent on the PGA Tour now, and it's probably deeper than it ever was. But do you have those three or four or five Hall of Fame guys who are going to battle at the top for every major? I don't think so. So I think Tiger's fortunate in that there's no young superstar. Is it Rory McIlroy? Well, maybe. But he hasn't shown that yet. You know, will there be guys on the horizon? Look, nobody's in fear of Tiger hitting it as they used to be in fear of Tiger hitting it farther than anybody. That's not the case anymore, for whatever reason. It's a new breed of player coming up. And, yes, Tiger's won three tournaments in 2012, but he hasn't won a major. He doesn't strike that fear into players. You know, they say a lot of times players were already defeated Sunday morning in majors and, of course, in regular tournaments before they even went out onto the course. That is simply not the case anymore. So I certainly was never one to say Tiger couldn't win again. In fact, he can win again, and he will win again, and he can win a major again. But the question is, can he win five? Can he win one major a year for the next 5 years and beat Jack Nicklaus? Well, that's the open question. Is he going to win a major at 46? Is he going to golf till he's 50 in major tournaments? I don't know that he can be that competitive. Again, you can't duplicate what he was doing when he was living that strange lifestyle. You can't duplicate that. So now Tiger Woods' question isn't can he win tournaments. He's proven that he can. And he certainly was flipped with the media after that AT&T national win at Bethesda, Maryland in early July. And again, I go back to those quotes. Everybody said I couldn't win. Look at me now, or where are we now? But that's not what everybody said. And the open question still remains, can Tiger Woods win a major? And then when he does win a major, and I would expect that he would win another major or two, but then the question becomes, and really the only question, can he win five to beat Jack Nicklaus? I think the answer to that question is no. Now that's a 5, 10, 15-year question. And we'll just have to see how that shakes out. But Tiger Woods, clearly back in 2012, clearly a winner on the PGA Tour. Advantageous to him that there's no young, again, Palmer, Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. That guy does not seem to be on the horizon. Can Rory McIlroy win majors? Absolutely, he already has. Can some of these other young guys win majors? Yes. But is there a dominant player on the horizon? Is there another Tiger? Well, there'll probably never be another Tiger. But is there a guy who can come out and be a threat in four majors a year or three majors a year? Is there a guy who can win two majors a year? That remains to be seen. I think presently the answer is no. You have incredibly talented guys, and you got a lot of them. But nobody has stepped forward in the void that was left by Tiger after he ran into that fire hydrant. There was a void for someone to step up in 2009 or 2010 or 2011 or 2012. And what we've seen, frankly, is a parade of one-time winners in the majors. Is that going to continue? Will Tiger Woods rebound? Will he win one major in 2012, two in 2013, two in 2014, and shut everybody up? Because that's where you're going to shut people up. It's not about winning the AT&T National. Don't take anything away from him. It's not about winning the Memorial. It's always been for Tiger about winning majors. So that's where he is. To me, he's still at a crossroads. Can he transfer these great shots that he's now made in regular tournaments and do it again in majors? You thought he was going to do it in the U.S. Open. Now, a lot of people proclaimed him the winner after two rounds. You recall Thursday, Friday, he was the leader into Saturday. And then he played poorly Saturday and Sunday. So I'm not so sure he gets over the hump. I don't think he gets to 19 majors. That's the real mark. That's the only question. Is he one of the greatest golfers ever? Absolutely. Is he the greatest golfer ever? Well, I think not yet. Can he do it? He can. I just don't think he will. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-603-8308. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308. 1-800-603-8308.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m., only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We're going to switch to another topic now, and that is the approval by the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee for College Football on a new four-team playoff system. We'll get to when it goes into effect. It actually does not go into effect until after the 2014 season, which is absurd in and of itself. But after pressure, I think, from everybody, especially the general college football fan populace, finally, you can take the C out of BCS, because that's what it was for years, and you can now put it back in for a four-team playoff system, which will actually give us a national champion winner on the field. Again, all the other football divisions have done it for years. They're worried about destroying the bowl system. I think they're generally worried about cheapening the regular season, as it already is cheapened in college basketball. It's like the whole country wakes up for March Madness, whether that's a fill-out-your-bracket pool thing or just a general, you know, what does the regular season mean? It doesn't mean a lot. If you're one of the top 64, now 65, even up to 68, if you're one of those teams, that's okay, you're in. It's going to be a little tougher in football with only taking four, but I think at least it's a start. You can't go 16, 32, 64 teams in football. There would just be too many games. With the final four, and the bowls rotating on who will host the final four games. There's really only one game added to the schedule, so that's the first thing. But having a national champion on the field, even if it's limited to four teams, obviously if you're fifth or sixth, you can hear the complaining already. We still get complaining for the teams that are just left off the bubble on the other side of the bubble in the college basketball game. But this is certainly a step in the right direction. How they couldn't do it sooner than 2015 strikes me as absurd. Obviously, you have the 2012 season, and maybe you couldn't do it at the end of 2012, early 2013, but for sure, they should have been able to do it after the 2013 season. And the way the games are going to be played is going to be the very end of the year, either December 31st or New Year's Day of the following year, depending on when those days fall. Obviously, they don't want to compete with the NFL. And then the championship game will be a week later on a Monday night. Just for example, if January 1st fell on a Friday or a Saturday, December 31st on a Friday, the games would be played sometimes in there. And then the championship game would be January 10th, the following Monday. That's how it's going to set up. These will be gigantic ratings games. They'll be gigantic money makers for everybody, for the colleges, for the NCAA, for the BCS. I mean, everybody's going to be making a lot of money. But there are going to be some issues. The way the teams are selected is already an issue. They're looking at, and this is not etched in stone yet, they're looking at having a committee similar to the basketball committee, the NCAA Basketball Selection Committee, which is 14 or 15 people. Exactly who will be on it, not clear yet, but if it's similar to basketball, it will be athletic directors, maybe some former coaches who know the game, that kind of stuff. You're looking for people who really follow the game, watch the games, know the game. That's still a little cloudy on how it's going to be for football, but you would expect it to be similar, and that's already been announced, that it will be similar in some way, shape, or form to what the basketball committee is, normally about 14 or 15 people. In terms of waiting till 2015 for the first championship game, which would be after the 2014 season, that's absurd. They should move that up at least a year. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. There will be a four-team playoff through the 2025 season, so don't expect, if you're for an 18-team playoff or a 16-team playoff or a 32-team playoff, don't expect that to happen. Obviously, they'll now have a lot of years to figure out what's good and bad about this system. Now, how are those teams going to be selected? Well, it's really going to be based on a number of factors like win-loss record, strength of schedule, head-to-head competition, whether you won your conference championship or not. You know, that was a big issue after the 2011 season where LSU and Alabama were clearly the two best teams in the country, but they both played in the SEC, and you can only have one conference champion. But I think it was correct. I know there was a lot of complaints about Alabama getting into the championship game after losing to LSU. In my perfect world, if Alabama won, which they did, they would have played again. But that's not going to happen. Although if you had a plus one game, it might have been LSU and Alabama again this year. Because then this past season, after the 2011 season, because then they both had won one game. But it happens all the time in basketball. You can beat a team in the regular season, lose in the NCAAs. That's the way it goes. You don't get a third chance. But now forward-looking, and again, we have to deal with the BCS, take out the C for me, the next two seasons, and the computers, and invariably, if you have too many undefeated teams or all one-loss teams, there's always going to be a big complaint as to who gets into the big game. And I agree with that. I think the system has been terrible for the last 10 years. People think it saved the bowl system. It saves the bowl games. But, you know, virtually everybody with a 500 record or better plays in the bowl game. Now you have teams, you know, you have like 35 bowl games or something. To me, it's just ridiculous. But this new system is much better. Again, in the past, in all the other football divisions, 1AA, et cetera, Division 2, Division 3, they all have playoffs. I think in every other NCAA sport, they all have playoffs on the field, determine the champion on the field. That's what's going to happen, even though, again, we have to wait for the first championship game to be in early January 2015 after the completion of the 2014 college football season. It's the old better than nothing. It's the old better late than never. Could they move it up a year? They should. Will they? Unlikely. Now, when you get to the tiebreakers, if you will, strength of schedule, head-to-head, whether you're a conference champion or not, I kind of like head-to-head the best. Because whatever happens after that, if we're getting to tiebreakers, I think head-to-head is even more important than strength of schedule. If you have one team that plays a stronger schedule and one team that plays a weaker schedule, but the team that played the weaker schedule beat you head-to-head, to me, they should go into the Final Four and not you, because it was head-to-head. That always strikes me as a very specific, important tiebreaker. But the list as it is now, and it could be changed, is that strength of schedule will be a tiebreaker, then head-to-head, then whether or not you're a conference champion. And again, people will always point to Alabama in the 2011 season. LSU, the SEC champion. Alabama, not the SEC champion. But a lot of people thought Alabama was better. And they won the championship game. Were they a better team than LSU? Again, I'd like to see them play a third game. Then one of those teams would have won two out of three. But Alabama is the national champion from 2011 into 2012. And they did beat LSU on the field. Again, LSU supporters will say, well, yeah, now it's 1-1. But there wasn't going to be a third game, and there won't be a three game. There won't be a third game, but in the future, starting in 2015, late 2014, it'll be the top four teams in the playoffs. I think that can only be a good thing. How is it going to be determined where these games are played? Well, you're going to have essentially six bowls rotating for the semifinal games, but the championship game, the big game, which will be an incredibly high-rated game, it'll be like the Super Bowl. There'll be a bid every year. And who wins that bid? And they'll have people come in and make their pitches, the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, etc. But you'll make a pitch to the committee just like they do for the Super Bowl. And I don't know if it'll be specifically to the highest bidder. Again, those things happen. It's going to be a committee decision. But if it's like the Super Bowl, they'll try and spread it around. They'll go from city to city. It won't be as important now as it is in other bowl games. Does your team travel well? Can you bring 10,000 fans across the country or 20,000 fans or 30,000 fans somewhere near you? It won't be like that anymore. But this will be such a big game in and of itself. I don't think there'll be problems selling out these final three games, the two final four games and then the final game. So again, the semifinal games will rotate among six bowls. The championship game will be a bidding war every season. And I think the first bids, I saw an interview on ESPN, I think the first bids will be at the end of 2013 the beginning of 2013 for the first final championship game, which will be in January of 2015. So did it take too many years to get this done? Absolutely. Is it clear what's actually going to happen? Well, generally clear, but not specifically clear. Like nobody knows exactly who's going to be on the committee or how many people, etc. Is it clear who's going to get the first Super Bowl of college football, for lack of a better term? No, it's not clear yet, but those things are going to start end of 2012 into 2013 with the committee, as yet unformed, making a decision as who will get the final four games, the two bowls, and then who will get the super duper game. I don't know what they're going to call it. Will it be the BCS championship game? I don't even know, but I don't think anybody knows that yet. Again, taking a little too long to do it, but better late than never. I think 2014, the 2014 college football season, you snap your hands, it'll be another 2 years we'll be looking at that season. It would be good if they could move it up at least 1 year. I don't think that's going to happen. But finally, finally, the BCS Presidential Oversight Committee has decided that there will be a Final Four, if you will, for college football starting at the end of the 2014 college football season. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.